NC governor endorses Harris for president, she has what it takes to defeat Trump. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 21, 2024. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, D., issued a statement endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to be the next president, hours after President Joe Biden announced that he would not be seeking re-election. Cooper highlighted that he knew Harris going back to their days serving as attorneys general, adding that she has what it takes to defeat former President Donald Trump in the upcoming presidential election. Kamala Harris should be the next president, Cooper wrote. I've known it VP going back to our days as AGs. And she has what it takes to defeat Donald Trump and lead our country thoughtfully and with integrity. I look forward to campaigning for her as we work to win NC up and down the ticket. Cooper's statement endorsing Harris for president comes hours after Biden issued a statement that it is in the best interest of the Democratic Party and the country for him to stand down from seeking another term as president. It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president, Biden wrote in his statement. And while it has been my intention to seek re-election, I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and to focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term. In a separate post, Biden wrote that he wanted to offer his full support and endorsement for Harris to be the party's presidential nominee. Today I want to offer my full support and endorsement for Kamala to be the nominee for our party this year, Biden wrote. Democrats, it's time to come together and beat Trump. Let's do this. Since Biden's announcement that he was exiting the presidential race, several Democrats such as Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, D., and Representative Cori Bush, DMO, have issued statements endorsing Harris to be the party's presidential nominee.